am an addict. My name's Brenda.
Brenda.
I'm going to stand up. I usually sit down. I'm always nervous when I get here. I just start with a little story about coming to this workshop in particular. I tried to avoid the phone call from Anthony for weeks. I'm like, I'm not answering Anthony's calls because I know he's going to ask me to speak there. And I didn't, you know, he called and we talked about life and stuff, but then he, we had to hang up from a conversation we were having, and he said, I'll call you right back. So I answered that call, you know, I had been calling him, but I answered that call, and then he asked me, and I can't say no. So here I am, speaking in this topic of denial. I don't even know when I'm lying, and I thought about it. Try not to think about it too much because I have the crazy, racing, obsessive type of thinking that has plagued me for a long time. So I read a little bit. I'm going to wing a little bit. When I thought about denial and do I even know if I'm lying or not, I thought that doesn't apply to me. And that's the first denial right there. I know what's going on with me, I think. You know, I'm pretty stable in my recovery, I like to think. I'm not going to really be able to share much about denial. But, you know, that's just not true. I got here, you know, like everybody else did, so I won't talk about that. I'm just going to talk about, you know, the denial in recovery that I experience pretty regularly. In particular, this eating and weight kind of thing that I've been juggling around for the last 5 years. I'll say 5 years. I have stopped using drugs. I have stopped using alcohol and drugs. Been clean from substances for coming up on 6 years. Actually, I have 5 years and 10 months today. So, you know, God willing, in a couple of months, I'm going to be celebrating 6 years. So that's cool. But what I do have a certain amount of denial about is my eating. Like, I do this unreasonable expectation that I should be or look like something that I did before, or that I see someone else look like, you know. And it's really another form of using. I have thought about, I say I wasn't going to think about this workshop, but what it has done for me when he asked me to do it was to have a discussion. I've only talked with my sponsor about this eating thing just 2 weeks ago, and one other person. It hasn't really, I've just kind of put it over here. I don't really do anything with it. I try not to. What I do is I eat obsessively and compulsively, and it's caught. And my sponsor says to me the other, when I'm talking to her about it, she goes, "Is it causing you unmanageability, Brenda?" And I wanna say no, because I don't want her to know that my life is somewhat unmanageable. I got good recovery, and what it does is it fucks with my self-esteem. And I can't stand up and be the way that I want to be, And so this was a good topic for me, and this came at a good time because it causes me to take some action. And now that I've actually spoke about it to not one but two people, it holds me more accountable, you know. So why do I do it? It's another form of using, you know. It makes me feel good. I eat to feel better, you know. I don't eat to maintain nutritional values. And I'll go to the store, buy 5, 6, 7 Little Debbie snacks, and go to the store thinking I'm just going to buy these, put them in here. I'll eat, you know, one or two of them, and then later on or tomorrow, just like with drugs, just like with dope, you guys, just like with dope for me, I'll eat the rest tomorrow. It'll last me all week. Last 2 weeks ago, I sat down and ate five of these things, you know, and I got thinking, what am I doing? Because I feel the same way after that I did when I used. I start beating myself, I start feeling guilty, I start feeling shameful. I'm like, God, you know, what am I doing? Keep doing it over and over and over. What am I going to do? There's nothing for me to do. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to do something, though. It's causing me to have some problems, you know. It's causing me to have a lot of problems with a lot of things. It's causing me to have problems with my boyfriend, you know. It's causing me to not want to be intimate with my boyfriend. It's causing a lot of problems for me. So I need to do what I tell everybody else to do, because I'm really good at telling everybody else what is going to be good for them. You know, I have good insight into what you need to do and what you should do and what you could do, you know, and I'm forever telling people, you know, well, it's good that you say that, but where's the action behind it? What are you going to do about it? So I'm glad I said this out loud, so there's a few of you guys that see me pretty regularly can, you know, say, what are you doing about that, Brenda? How are you taking care of that? There's a couple of things in our basic text about denial, and pretty profound. This book's pretty profound. I love this fellowship, you guys. You know, I guess I need to say I'm grateful to be here. I thank everybody for being here. I like to also say that I'm always glad when I'm invited places. I get so excited. You know, I get a big kick because I say this all the time, too. I've been invited to leave so many places for so long. You know, for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I was always invited to leave. So when people invite me, I get a kick. I still get a thrill. So I'm excited about that. And let me read what I found in here. It says, because really the answer is in the steps, you guys. The answer is in the steps. I don't do a lot of writing. And I have some practical application knowledge of the steps of this program. I can apply these steps in a lot of areas in my life practically, you know, just hands-on stuff. But in terms of writing stuff down, I haven't done a lot of writing. And when I read this in here, I thought, it says, we never can fully recover no matter how long we stay clean. Complacency is the enemy of members with substantial clean time. If we remain complacent for long, the recovery process ceases. The disease will manifest apparent symptoms in us. Denial returns along with obsession and compulsion. I get pretty complacent in my program. And, you know, I've been to this convention for 5 years. This is my 5th year here. And I would always share about it. I've gone to the same 3 meetings since I got here. You can't say that for this last year. I stopped going to a couple of the meetings that meant a lot to me. Go to 1 meeting a week now, which I like to think sustains me, but apparently it doesn't. It has slowed down my recovery process. It allows me to get complacent. It allows me to not do some work. It says denial returns along with obsession and compulsion. Guilt, remorse, fear, and pride may become unbearable. Soon we reach a place where our backs are against the wall. Denial and the first step conflict in our minds. If we let the obsession of using overcome us, we are doomed. Only a complete and total acceptance of the first step can save us. It also talks about in here that writing it down and seeing it on paper makes it really hard to deny. You know, my mind is, if I can twist things and turn them up here so that they're not real. My friends just walked in, so now I'm going to be distracted. Hi, you guys. My heart's beating fast up here. Well, that's all right. So I know some of the things that I need to do. I need to pick up another meeting here. The things that worked for me before will work for me again. I stopped going to a couple of meetings. I really only make it to my home group at halftime, halfway through the meeting, because I have another obligation that I'm committed to. So I get there, after all the readings, and I got to my home group on time last week, and just the other night, actually, Wednesday night, Geneva, feelings meeting, just a little plug there. I got there on time, and I got to hear the readings, which I hadn't heard in, I don't know, maybe about eight months, hadn't heard the readings. And, you know, slowly my, I guess slowly my program creeps away from me. I work in a place where I work with people working towards recovery, and sometimes I think that that will sustain my recovery, and that is not true. You know, there are things that I need to do to sustain my recovery. I have gotten very complacent in my program. I have stopped, talked to my sponsor maybe one time in the last 4 months. These are not things that I recommend to do. They get you to a place where you can stand up here and cry in front of a bunch of people because you're having some unmanageability in your life. God, I didn't want to cry up here. Shit. I love you guys. You know, so here's the beauty of this program. You know, I come here and you guys lift me up. You know, you hold me accountable. You point me in the right direction. You pick me up when I fall. I get good suggestions. I get shit that I don't want to hear from everybody. I get stuff that I want to hear from some people. I get love all the time. You know, this fellowship I thought would sustain my recovery. The fellowship and just hanging out with the people that come. You know, I talk to recovering addicts every day. Sometimes more than I want to, and but that has sustained me up to this point. Now I'm not planning on using drugs or alcohol. I probably could sustain a recovery of abstinence from substances doing what I'm doing now, but is that all that I want, and is that all that this program has to offer me? I don't think so. I really don't. I think that if with a little more work, picking it up a little, maybe doing some actual step work might help me. I'm having a really hard time with this food thing because I gotta eat. If I could be abstinent from food, that would rock for me. If I could eat nothing at all, that would be good. That's not, you know, can't do that. So I'm not exactly sure how to do it. You know, I'm not exactly sure how I can do it, but I got a few people I think that can help me through it. Oh, what else do I want to say? Do I denial? What else about my life am I in denial about, you guys? So a couple of you guys know me. My relationships. I think I have really good relationships with everybody. I think I have really good communication skills. I think everybody understands me when I'm talking with them, and I think that I understand that everybody's saying to me, but that's just not true. I have a couple of wonderful kids, but my communication with my daughter, I like to think that our relationship is, you know, perfect and wonderful. I got a 20-year-old daughter that, you know, the relationship is better. It's a lot better, but it's not where I like to believe that it is. And because I believe that it's at this certain place, then I will leave it like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think that it's good, but it's not really. So I won't do anything about it to make it better. And she's a lot different than me. My daughter's name is Amber, and I love her to death, but she's just not, she's not a touchy-feely kind of lovey-huggy kind of girl like me. And I don't know, it's hard for me to connect with her. She's not an addict, so it's hard for me to connect on her, with her on that level too. You know, she just kind of skates through life clean. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But I want to work to make my relationship with her better, so I have taken some steps in that area. You know, I kind of started this Sunday dinner. I actually haven't started it. I'm doing it Sunday with my family, and invited my daughter and her boyfriend over. So I'm going to try to connect that way. But it's not rosy, you know. I don't like to always share in my home group about, you know, anything that's going wrong with me, because I'm Brenda. Things are always okay, and not necessarily. My relationship with my boyfriend is fair, and fair on some days and pretty good on most days. And some days I just don't like him. I don't know. You know, not, and it's not him, it's me. It's I'm just, someone told me once that I was afraid of commitment, and I'm like, whatever, you know. But maybe that's it, you know. I don't know. I'm trying to work on that, so I do that denial thing with that too. I think the relationship is good. We talk, we see each other, we get along, we don't fight, you know. So that keeps me in that spot of not doing anything different. Keeps me in that, just in that spot of not moving forward, not making a change in it. And I don't know, I don't think I'm scared to do something in it. I don't know what it is. But as long as I continue to say, oh, it's okay, then nothing will change. You know, so I don't know. I guess that's all. My friend's here from Minnesota, you guys, and I haven't seen her in a year and a half, so I gotta hang up now. But, you know, I thank you guys for coming in here. You know, I am so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to be clean. This convention is particularly special to me. I'm not exactly sure why. I always feel the closeness of everybody here. You know, I say a lot, you know, that I fall in love with people all the time, and you guys just rock my world. You know, you guys rock. So that's it. My name's Brennan. I'm an addict. Thank you.